Radical LGBT Organization Endorses Charlie Crist for Governor. By Hannah Blow on September 1, 2022. The radical LGBT organization Equality Florida endorsed Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, for governor in Florida's gubernatorial race. A welcome endorsement for Crist, who claimed that the LGBTQ+ community is under attack by DeSantis. I'm honored to earn the support of the Equality Florida Action PAC. Make no mistake, our LGBTQ+ community is under attack by DeSantis, the Democrat claimed. The people deserve a champion back in Tallahassee. Someone who will listen, respect, and fight for them. I vow to be that governor, he said. Wes Davis, the organization's statewide field director, said they are all in for Crist, deeming him a proven champion of LGBTQ equality and exactly the person we need right now to make our state a place where everyone is treated with fairness and respect. At school, at their doctor's office, at work, and in their community. The radical organization made waves this year, attempting to combat the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which bars inappropriate classroom discussions on gender identity and sexual orientation for children in kindergarten through third grade. It was among those who touted the blatantly false Don't Say Gay title, despite the fact that the bill makes no mention of banning certain words or phrases whatsoever. We will not sit by and allow the governor's office to call us pedophiles, Equality Florida said in a statement at the time of the bill's passage, as Crist also considered it a grim day. We will not allow this bill to harm LGBTQ Floridians. We will not permit any school to enforce this in a way that endangers the safety of children. We stand ready to fight for Floridians in court and hold lawmakers who supported this bill accountable at the ballot box, it added. In a July 1 statement, the organization claimed that the Parental Rights in Education law was already impacting students, warning of the so-called chilling effects, such as rainbow safe space stickers being removed from classroom windows. Further, Equality Florida took issue with the new rule preventing Florida Medicaid from covering gender-affirming procedures following a report finding that various treatments for gender dysphoria are not safe or effective but experimental and investigational in nature. Nicole Parker, Equality Florida Director of Transgender Equality, said the rule was based on nothing more than cruelty, blasting extremist politicians who do not believe Medicaid should blindly fund radical gender surgeries when the science is far from settled.